Welcome back to the Basement Yard. How you doing, Danny?
What's up, man?
I know. Danny almost threw up like five times before we just started recording.
I have a bellyache.
Why'd you say that like a four-year-old?
I don't know.
Yeah. You also look like one of those old catchers right now.
Oh, wait. Hold up.
See?
Now you... Throw it in there.
Yeah, that's what you... You look like one of those old catchers. Yeah, you gotta dip in. Or you're in a softball league, but you take it way too serious.
Yeah. You guys gonna play on Thursday?
Yeah, we don't got enough guys. You can show up?
I got an extra glove in my car. I would love to play softball, though.
Oh, I would love to play softball.
Next summer, we'll do softball. It's actually the official first day of fall today.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I didn't know that. What's today's date?
It is September 23rd.
It is something like that. Yeah, for sure.
And the fall equinox is upon us.
What is an equinox?
I don't know. A gym for rich whites.
I know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're back.
Oh, we're back, baby. Back in action.
We're back. Yeah. How's... We'll skip over that. We'll fix that in post, right?
Yeah. We'll take out all the white guilt or whatever.
Yeah.
Every time I make a white joke, people are like, oh, we...
Joe, you're a fucking snowflake pussy.
Yeah, every time I make a white joke, they're like, you know you're white, right? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Like, thanks for figuring that out for me, bud.
Yeah, I can only make fun of half of myself, which is like so hard for me to deal with sometimes.
What, that you're half white?
Well, I'm half Italian and half Puerto Rican.
Yeah, you're a Tallarican.
So it's like half of my... family like is racist towards my other half, you know what I mean?
So I
get pulled in both ways, you know?
Yeah, I think it could get tough on
him. I'm like, these goddamn... Oh
yeah, you can't but you can say rich whites.
I easily could say rich whites.
Yeah,
I don't think they'll complain.
They will. They always do.
Yeah, they do.
The rich whites, they hate it.
They do. They hate a lot of stuff.
Oh, if there's black entertainment television, why can't there be white entertainment
I just don't get it.
I hate when people bring shit up like
that. Why do they have their own channel? Because you have 100 of your own channels.
Yeah. It's like the straight pride parade. That was one of the funniest things ever. Oh, and Chris D'Elia did it on his podcast. I was fucking dying.
I mean, that's hysterical.
Yeah, I know.
That's when he said all parades are gay, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I agree with him.
He was talking about the straight pride parade. He's like, if you're in a parade, you're gay.
Yeah, it's true.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, that stuff is ridiculous. It's also, I mean, it's directly, that's what I'm saying. It's very similar to white people being like, we don't want a white panther, so why does there have to be a black panther? It's like, shut up.
Yeah. The other thing is, too.
Also, a white panther sounds fucking cool.
Yeah.
I
would like to have one, or at least do a photo shoot with one.
Like a snow leopard or something?
That would be hot fire. But they have spots, right? If you're a leopard, you have spots.
Yeah, I don't really know the difference between a jaguar and like a, you know, a lion. Is a jaguar and a panther like the same?
Tigers live in like the rainforest, I think.
This is your...
And lions live in like the jungle.
Wait, I think you got that mixed.
Lions
are out there on the savannah. You know
what that's
saying?
The jungle,
like,
dog.
No, is it? Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's the king of the jungle. So
yeah,
it
come on,
to be.
Come on, daddy.
It is a little jungly.
Come on, baby. What's your shirt say?
Oh, it's from Zion.
Whoa! Did you almost fall off that cliff right there?
Basically, yeah.
That sun looks fucking awful. I would have a stroke in that.
This looks very religious.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Why I was gravitated towards it.
Yeah, honestly, this is very Illuminati right now.
Yeah,
but. You know, there's nothing I'm doing.
Do you believe in the Illuminati?
Kinda, but
do you really think people out there like selling their souls and shit?
No, I don't think it's any of that. I think selling your soul means like, you know, you just like put up with a bunch. Like,
no one talks to the devil directly, right?
No.
Ew, was that a booger?
It just landed on my own nose.
That's fire.
It was a wraparound.
Like, because there was, like, soul to soul to the devil, but it's not like, hey, meet me outside in 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, it's not anyone like, let me fucking fuck you with this red cock.
Yeah.
No. I think it's just, like, you know Jeffrey Epstein? We all know Jeffrey.
Yeah, of course.
Very familiar with Jeffrey now. Yeah. I think selling your soul, like, I would consider him part of the Illuminati. Illuminati, I don't think it's like a group. I just think it's like mad rich people who do weird ass shit. But when you get rich enough, you kind of turn a blind eye to it because you're like, if I want to stay in this room right now, then I'm going to have to, like, let this dude bang kids on his island.
Yeah, I think Illuminati was, like, the first cancel culture. Because, like, if you went against their ways, they'd cancel you.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, except it was, like, reverse. Because they're like, yo, we're banging boy butts.
Yeah.
So if you're not down to bang boy butts, you get the fuck out.
Yeah, it's reverse cancel culture.
You know what I'm saying? And we can make you richer because we all have connects.
Yeah.
You know, so
we'll
it's
even
like,
give
oh,
you some money to like maybe. Not say anything about me doing stuff with my dick.
That's what I'm saying. You know? So I think that's like the Illuminati. Like that's selling your soul. Like you sell, in a way, your soul when you're like, you know what? I'm not going to tell anyone that he's, you know, fingering boys or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I'll let that one slide.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah. That's what happens, man. You let a whole bunch of shit slide and then someone has a temple on their fucking island and shit. It's weird.
Yeah, sure. How was your weekend?
It was all right. How was yours?
It was good. Shit my pants, though.
Like, what kind of, like, you logged it?
I didn't log it, but it was like, you know when...
You sprayed?
You know when the beach reaches, like, the top of the peak, it starts bringing stuff back, like the wave that comes up the beach?
Yeah.
You know? And then you know when it comes, like, a little bit higher, like, the second time? That's what it looked like in my pants. Like... Slightly wet sand.
You had a sandy poop in your
I had
pants.
A sandy poop, yeah.
You sanded it up.
It was liquidized poop.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was at Madison Square Garden, and I had to poop during the second period of a Ranger game.
Why didn't you just go?
Because...
you tried to slip out a fart, and then oopsie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It snuck up on me.
Oh, the poop snuck up.
Well, the fart snuck up. That feeling snuck up on me. Because it went from enjoying the game to having the shit... Very badly.
And you can't do both of those things.
No, no. You can't enjoy things and have to shit. It doesn't work like that. So I was like, all right, I got to go. So I'm walking back to the bathroom, and I take one step, and shit just releases from my asshole.
So you lost all control of your, like, aim.
Yeah, I didn't fart it out. I didn't do any of that. I took one step.
It was just... So the whole show popped out.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you caught like a little bit of it and you like, you know, you clenched with all your might.
Nah, man, I shit my fucking pants.
Yeah, like you let it all go.
You know, like...
you throw your pants out, too?
What was that game where you would have to connect those, like, you would have to connect, like, pieces of a pipe to get the water all the way to the other side? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I don't know what it's called.
Let's just say that's what happened.
And then the whole thing came tumbling down.
Yeah, I shit my pants. And then I felt a little bit of it trickle down my leg.
Did you really?
Just a little bit, not
so,
a lot.
So I mean,
it was a very watery shit. Because before the game, I was in the suite and I was eating lots of free food, right. which I enjoy.
Yeah,
free and food go together. I love them both.
Yeah.
So I was doing that and I was enjoying it, but I think I ate too many chicken nuggets.
I mean, oh, they had chicken nuggets?
Yeah, yeah, chicken fingers too, like long ones.
Wait, they had nugs? Yeah. I've never been there, and there's been nuggets.
Yeah, they were fantastic too.
God damn it.
Then I ate a hot dog.
Hot dog will put some fucking...
Yeah, that'll put some shit sweats in you.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm trying to do this now. Let me eat all this because I don't want to eat later. Like, it was around dinner time. So the game starts at 7. I was like, let me eat all this food at 6:50.
Yeah.
So I don't eat. You know what I'm saying? Because I have to go on... I'm on a new diet now, which I'll talk about later. But
wait, so it involves hot dogs?
No, it just involved eating as much as possible before I had to be a normal person and not eat anymore.
I think that's a recipe for a wet disaster, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. So I was walking back and I shit my pants. So, you know...
How far from the bathroom were you when, you know, goodbye underwear?
I would say about 90 paces.
90 paces?
Yeah, 90 paces.
So
90 paces or like 45 meters, maybe.
So it was like in sight.
It was around the corner. It was up my butt and around the corner, basically.
Right. So, but you knew I'm close.
Yeah.
But your body,
yeah.
And your body was like, thank God. But like when it said thank God, it let all of it out.
Yeah. It's like when you're trying not to come during sex, but you know you're going to come, dude.
Yeah.
You know, but, and then in your head, you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to come.
Yeah.
At this point, I was just like, I'm just going to shit my pants. Like, I can't do it. But, I can't make it.
So all that butt cum came out.
Yeah, because I wasn't in a position where I could have ran to the bathroom. You know what I mean? I would have been
also, I don't know how people run to anywhere for the bathroom.
I know, it's weird.
If I got a shit and I start running, like now I'm just like slicing it up and making it smaller. It's going to just squeak out. I don't even get to know.
It's like when oil's on top of water.
Yeah.
And they're just doing that thing. That's what it would be like. And for me, I was like, yo, please let me get back to the bathroom. But once I made that magical step, which somehow just unlocked my asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was just like a perfect symmetry of the leg and body.
It was probably something to do with like the magnetic force in that space.
Yeah, and I had this perfect alignment going, so like it just caused me to shit.
Right, like you know the pyramids of Giza, they're like lined up with the stars or something?
Yeah, that's what...
You probably stepped on your spot. Like if you go back there right now without having to shit and you step in that spot, you probably poop again.
Yeah, I think so. That was like a perfect shit plant. Like wherever I planted my foot was where I needed to shit.
Yeah.
I should have shat there, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I get to the bathroom and I take my pants off, right? And not take my pants off to look. I take all of my pants off. My pants are off.
How many pants you got?
Well, I take my pants. I look in my underwear first and I was like, oh, it's duty. So then, so then I had to take my pants off. I took my shoes off.
Did it get on your socks?
No, it didn't get up. Didn't get down to my socks because I wear like tighter pants, so they got stuck in the pants.
Good, thank God. Man.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
You're a trendy man.
Yeah. So, thank God I am a trendy man.
Wait, what color pants were you wearing?
Black. Thank God.
Oh my God. Yeah. Did if you were wearing like just jeans,
it would have looked a little wet, maybe. But like, it wasn't like it looked like someone went like, you know, when you would wash your hands and flick your friend's face.
Oh, so there was blood splatter?
It was like splattered down. Because I wear compression underwear a lot.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, hold it. Hold your shit together.
Hold my shit together because I got some extra junk.
Yeah, you got stuff flowing around down there.
Yeah, so I got to keep it tight. Yeah. Tight, you know? So I had to do that. And I had to take those off, which were impossible because I'm sweating. So I had to roll these shitty underwear off my body. And I had to take my pants off and my shoes off for that. So I was in the bathroom of Madison Square Garden with just my socks on and no pants. Right. I was Winnie the Poohing hard.
Yeah.
And so I cleaned myself up. Some of it got on my ass cheek. You know that feeling?
Oh, yeah. It spreads. And then it feels like someone buttered up your fucking crack.
That's exactly what it feels
your
like.
Your cheeks are just sliding. Yeah, and you're like, if this was like a biscuit, it'd be delicious. But
somebody turned my
poopy butt.
Somebody turned my asshole into like a PB&J sandwich.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
well, you did that.
Yeah, I did. So I cleaned myself up or whatever. But now I realize the bathroom that I was using was a private bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there's a line?
No, there wasn't a line. There's just nowhere for me to dispose of this fucking shitty fucking piece of underwear.
Yeah.
So what I do, using my noodle...
Flushed it?
No. I wish. That would have been smarter.
That would have been dumb.
Yeah, I would have flooded the whole place.
Yeah, it would have been great.
So the toilet, the trash bin had like a plastic bag wrapped around it, a trash bag. So I took the trash bag up, I put it underneath, and then replaced it.
Oh my God, you left a shitty surprise for the custodian.
Yeah, okay. And I shit you not, no pun intended... Guess who's right outside the door when I open it? The custodian. Yep.
You ran out of there.
No, I stayed.
Why?
Because I didn't know if I was going to have to shit again. I didn't want to go walk all the way back to my seat and have to shit. So I had to do that. And he walked out of there, and that guy picked up my shitty Pampers. And I don't know if he knew it was me. He didn't look at me. So I don't know if he maybe just like dumped it into a big bag and like didn't see it.
Nah, man. They pull those off and he knows what's up. Because I'm sure like you've trapped a bunch of smell. You know what I'm saying? Because they tie those like bags down.
That's what I was
tight.
Worried. Because I couldn't put it just in the regular fucking trash bin.
Why? I would have done that.
No, because people would have saw the shit.
Yeah, but but they don't know it's you. I would have just took mad fucking towels. Toilet paper and just put it on top so it like hides it.
Yeah,
because then you get out of it.
But I panicked though, dude. I was sweating. I was like scared. I was scared for my own well being.
You're like a
point.
Dog trying to hide their bone.
No, but you know when you shit and you're scared for your own well being.
I hate, dude. When I have to shit and you start getting those cold sweats and you start thinking about stuff.
I'm getting them now.
Start praying to like different gods. You're like, yo, just this one time, and I swear to God, I'm gonna like, I'll get it together.
Yeah, it's like I swear to fucking Xerxes, please just let me make this fucking bathroom. Damn. But so that happened. And that was basically the highlight of my entire week.
Yeah.
Is that I shit myself. Like, it makes for a good story when you shit your pants.
Yeah.
It's a little embarrassing to do it at 30 years old,
though.
Yeah,
this is too old for that.
In public.
I will tell you, like, moral of the story is don't shove a bunch of hot dogs in your mouth.
I had one hot dog and 11 chicken fingers.
11 chicken fingers?
Yeah, I did.
11?
Dude,
nuggets.
Dude, I had the biggest goodbye week. It was ridiculous.
What does that mean?
Because I went to see a dietitian, an endocrinologist. So they...
Oh, they got some stuff. So you're like, I'm going to fuck it up.
Yeah, so they formed this like actual diet. Diet. They formed a diet for me.
Yeah.
They formed a diet because I have diabetes. Newsflash, everybody knows that. And so they were like, listen, on Monday, we want you to start this and start logging your food and your calories or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm going out with a bang. So I'll tell you what I ate. I ate Twix this weekend. I ate Sour Patch Melons this weekend.
Hell yeah.
I ate a cheeseburger, bacon cheeseburger with French fries. Ate that. I ate a bagel, bacon, egg, and cheese bagel. I ate a bacon, egg, and cheese hero. Different days, but just letting you know where my brain was at. I ate pizza. Okay? I ate a chicken parmesan sandwich. You notice the thing going on here? No vegetables. Here we go. And also what I ate was a pint of Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
A pint.
One sitting, too. Fucking destroyed it. Get the fuck at me when it comes to eating. I can't breathe.
You wonder why you shit yourself. That was a line up there.
Yeah.
It sounded delicious. I loved that.
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was a great time. But yeah. Now it's back to the spinach and melons.
Yeah, this morning I had that. I had a smoothie, which almost made me throw up, because it had fruit in it. Yuck. So I threw that up. And then this morning, I had a spinach egg white omelet.
How do you even sleep? Like, I feel like when I eat bad, I can't sleep
at night. No, it's different for me. I sleep better when I eat shit. I eat good food, I go to sleep hungry, like a fucking like homeless person.
Right.
That's how I feel.
Okay.
Like, just cold on the street, and I'm hungry, and I can't eat. And the only thing I can eat at night now are just a handful of almonds. That's what I have to eat. I have to eat like a little Puerto Rican bird.
I'm doing a cut too, so I'm there with you. I was just eating cashews before. It's awful.
Cashews are dope though. Yeah,
I fuck with cashews too, but it's not tasty.
Yeah, and then
they're raw.
So I had to like kind of start yesterday. So I had like a salad with like walnuts in it. Fuck my ass, dude.
Yeah, I hate walnuts, man.
Walnuts are trash.
Those are like a pretentious nut.
It is a pretentious nut because it also looks like a brain too.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't need your brain nut.
Yeah. It kind of looks like a lung that's been dried out.
Yeah. Or like somebody like halfway through their smoking cycle. It's like kind of brown. It's not black yet.
Yeah.
But it's like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably what a jeweling lung looks like.
Yeah, I don't know. I think jewels are getting a bad rap.
Well, they're killing people, so.
Yeah, but it's not that. It's not like the jewel pods. It's like fake pods.
They're killing people?
Yeah, there's like fake THC pods that are killing people. Jewel sent that ass to the hospital, though, for show.
Yeah, it sent that ass to a hospital.
Yeah, goddamn right it did. Asthma attack city!
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I forgot who it was. But
moral of the story, if you're smoking a jewel, you should probably stop.
Yeah, you should probably stop. But someone, especially if you don't smoke cigarettes and then you're just giving yourself a nicotine addiction, like,
yeah.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know.
And that, I don't know. Also, I just want to like point out that over the weekend during this whole, you know, food coma that you were in, apparently, I had no idea about all this anyway.
I can't tell you. You judge.
Kidding me? I would have been on your side. I would have done some stuff.
You've been like, "Hey, man, listen, man, I love you, bro, but like, come on, man."
Yeah. I mean, eventually, I'd say that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you come in here and start like the fucking girlfriend. Yeah, exactly.
Fuck, start shaking and shit. But my blood sugar was actually good because I didn't eat a lot of like carbs. But I did.
What? Bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel. Bacon, egg, and cheese on a hero.
Don't judge.
That alone.
Nah, come on.
I've never had a bacon, egg, and cheese on a hero, and like...
Why? Where have you been your whole life? You're a roll guy? That's why you're a puss.
I'm a bagel guy, you bitch.
All right. If anyone chooses roll over hero, you're a puss to me.
It's Matt Bread.
Yeah, but who gives a fuck? Have them hollow it out.
Hollow it out? Now that's fucking... Dude, when people get their bagels, like, can I get it scooped? I'm like, go get something else then.
I do that.
You scoop?
Yeah, but...
Scooping?
But...
Scooping your bagels?
I scoop my bags.
What?
Because that's mad extra bread. And I also
that's less bread than a fucking. You know they say actually a bagel is like a loaf of bread.
Yeah, because it's deep fried too.
It's just condensed.
Yeah, it's just condensed.
Yeah, it's fucking good. Oh.
I think.
How are Jewish people not fat? I feel like Jewish people are all twinks.
Yeah, but it's money.
What does that mean? They're crushing bagels.
They love bagels.
And how are they not getting fat with loaves of bread?
They know when to put them down.
I guess so.
You know what I mean? They all have health insurance, I hope.
Yeah, they got health insurance.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they do.
It's birthright. It's like you get to go to Jerusalem, and then like you also get like health insurance.
Exactly. And that, my friends, is Judaism.
Yeah.
That was good. Got it. Bang.
Yeah, that one. That one. That we won't get canceled.
so funny. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh no. What else? We did something. We did something together this weekend.
What?
We figured out what kind of gays we are.
Oh yeah, we did. All right. That
so
out.
We're gonna put a final thing on this. Okay. Until further notice.
Right.
All
right.
We had shout out to Barstool Pat. We did Barstool Radio, which was fun. Had a very good time. But we also, Barstool Pat is also known as Gay Pat in The Office. So
formerly known.
Formerly known. The artist formerly known as Gay
still
Pat.
Still gay.
He's still very gay.
Still gay.
Still as gay
he's
as
a gay,
gay
man.
Yeah, just a gay man.
I so, love Pat.
Yeah, Pat's great. He's a great gay man. So we had him. I said, listen, hold no punches.
What am I?
What kind of gays are we?
Yeah.
So what came out was, is that I'm on the brink of cub, but I'm a big cub. I am a cub.
You're a cub.
I'm a cub. But I'm a big cub.
Right. If you were like 4 inches taller, you'd be a bear.
I'd be a bear. All right. So I'm a cub, which is great. I like being a cub. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Joe is not a twink.
Nope.
He's not a twunk.
No.
He is officially categorized as
an otter.
An otter.
I'm an otter. But I don't have a.
How'd you feel? Did you respect the decision?
I'll be honest with you. Pat really
held no gay punches.
No, he held no gay punches, but he really motivated me. All right, and there's a direct correlation between the cashews and who I am as a gay man.
Yeah, of course, dude.
Because he told me that. He told me that.
I looked at your face too when you said this.
He told me that I was an otter, right? And I was like, but I don't have a lot of hair. And I had to like almost pop the top because I'm like, I'm not hairy.
Yeah.
I can't be an otter, right? Because I'm trying to fit into twink so bad.
Yeah.
I'll take twonk at the very minimum.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's like, you've outgrown twonk.
Woo!
So I was like, all right, bet. So you know what that means? Boy's on a diet. Boy's going to get down to twonk. Believe that.
You could get to twonk in like 2 weeks.
If I didn't eat.
If you, like, didn't eat a carb for, like, 2 weeks, you'd be twonky.
Yeah. So I'm really getting after it now because I'm only because I'm trying to fit in.
Pat kept it real, though. Pat was like, listen, man, like, you know.
He's like, if you lost, like, 10 pounds, you'd probably be like. Like, he's like, you'll never be a twink. Which I probably agree with now.
Yeah.
Now knowing
no
that.
Shot.
Now I know all the new school gay terms that I didn't know in the past.
Yeah, there's something called the rhino, like John Goodman. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, John Goodman. Like, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
No.
And there's geeks and jocks in there. I'm like, what is this, high school? What the fuck? Who's, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on. But, so I'm never going to be a twink, right? So it's just not my body type.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I feel you.
But I can get down to twonk.
I think you can.
Or a jock.
I think you can get the jock. I think you.
I don't even know which one's smaller.
I think you would have to get like a little more jacked.
Yeah, I mean, naturally, that's gonna happen.
But like also be like a little more of like a dick too, like wear a lot of backwards hats, but like really get after it and wear like tie dye all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like kind of like be like a dick.
Like I should be like. Have like a 8% like homophobic vibe.
Yeah, yeah. And I would even go 9. I would even go nine.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But it's repressed homophobia.
Oh yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Oh yeah, it all is.
Yeah, yeah. Oh man. But that's what you would have to come. You would have to come with a little like new like homophobia,
right?
Like energy to get into that jock phase. You know what I mean?
That's gonna be hard for me. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Gets really gay on this show. I don't know if I could start just do a 180.
I know, baby. It's tough. But, like, I'm just letting you know you could do it.
No, I think that I could get down to twonk. And now, you know what? All the gay dudes who, you know, shitted on me for saying I was a twink, like, you're right. You were right. So I have to apologize to all the gay men out there that told me, like, you're not a twink. And I was just like, these guys are fucking haters.
Yeah, they are haters, but, like, they're right haters. I hate when haters are right. Don't you hate that?
But anyway, just know, Twonk 2020, that's going down.
There we go.
I literally made that up on the spot, and now we have to make sure it's...
Yeah, Twonk 2020 is 100% happening, and we're going to fucking document that shit.
Yeah, Twonk 2020.
Love it.
This guy's getting down to Twonk.
Can Big Cub be your vice?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yes!
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
See, my nickname's just going to change, though. Like, right now, it's Big Cub.
Okay.
You know, because I'm like a bigger cub. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had to pop him a little
bit.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so, but if I change into, like, Otter at some point, I'll be, like, the Big Otter. Big Otto. Something like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't think you could get to Otter.
Why not?
I don't know, man.
I would have to just be a powerhouse.
Yeah, but even then, I don't think you have the frame for an otter. Like, I can't be a twink. You can't be an otter.
Why not?
Because you can only stay in the bear family.
Nah, man.
You're just
stretch
a
out.
Thick dude.
Yeah, I am a thick dude.
Like, even if you were
my
skinny,
bones
your,
are thick.
Your legs are still thick as shit.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a thick-ass boy.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you say, yeah, I could be fit cub.
Ooh.
I could be a fit cub.
Yeah.
That'd be hot. Like, I'm not talking about, dude, like, getting a six-pack or anything. I'm just talking, like, I could run out and get the mail and, like, not have to put my asthma inhaler in my mouth.
Nah, yeah.
That's all I'm working for.
No,
you know?
I mean.
Fit cup.
Everyone wants to breathe.
Yeah. Twonk 2020, though.
Twonk 2020.
Going to be the best running mate you've ever seen. And by running mate, brisk walking mate.
I honestly would be afraid to wear those shirts because I don't want to, like, get hit in the face. And
no one's
going, like,
to say that.
Oh, wait, that doesn't say Trump. What does that mean? And I'm like, it's a gay thing.
Yeah, that's even funnier because now it's a hate crime. Because they hit you because they hit you because you're gay.
I'm not gay. Oh, shit.
Do you think if I punch you, right, and you're gay?
Yeah.
But I don't know you're gay, right?
Are you asking me if that's a hate crime? Because it's not.
It's not, right?
No, it has to be like.
It has to be established that you're gay.
Yeah, like you. Yeah, I don't know. Like, specifically going after this man because he was gay.
Yeah, like, so if we got into a fight in a bar, and then I didn't say anything homophobic and punch you, it's not a hate crime, right?
No.
But if I was like, hey...
But if you walked into a gay bar and just started swinging at people, like, people would be like, all right, like, this guy's clearly targeting gay men.
But I think that you could still probably get away with that. I feel like I would have to be like, hey, come here, you big gay, and punch you. That's a hate crime.
Some could say that, yeah.
Yeah.
If you, like, express that, yeah. Like, this is...
Now, if you walked into a gay club and said, I'm going to beat up all you gays, then that's a hate crime.
Well, yeah, that is, in short.
And good luck beating up gay people, because they're super fit.
Could probably fight for hours.
Yeah, for sure.
I've seen videos of gay dudes really throwing
down.
Whoa,
I was going to be...
I meant, like, fighting.
Yeah, of course.
Not sex fighting.
Yeah.
Is that a category of...
Sex fighting? Yeah.
I've never indulged...
It's just weird, and I know this is a double standard.
Oh, no.
But, like, a gay couple fighting is, like, a fair fight, right? Physically?
Okay.
Now, I know it's domestic violence, but do you think people would look at it differently, being like, oh, it's two dudes?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
They would, right?
It's still against the law.
It's still against the law. It's domestic violence. You beat up your boyfriend, you fight, or whatever. But to the naked eye, the untrained eye, you don't see it as that.
Right.
I'd just be like, yo, that dude's getting fucked up.
Yeah, because, like, if it happened on the street, people would just take out their phones like, oh my God, these dudes are fighting.
Right.
But if he was fighting a girl, you're not going to be like, oh, he's fighting this girl. Let me just...
Yeah, no, you're not going to film that. You're going to break that up.
Right.
But two guys fighting, you got to gather some gay intel first before you break that up.
Well, I mean...
I'd still let him go.
Yeah, I'd let him figure it
Unless
out.
One of the gay ones was just washing the other one.
Yeah, which is very possible.
Yeah.
Like Pat could probably fuck me up.
Yeah, he's no, like,
dude,
he can't.
Yes.
I've seen him fight. He cannot.
No?
He was on Rough and Rowdy, and I love Pat. It was a gay performance.
He's mad tall, though.
He's mad tall, but
I feel like he would keep me at a distance. You know what's funny? Whenever you picture fighting someone, right?
Yeah.
You always picture it, like, going professionally.
Oh, of
like,
course.
You add those things in. Like, I'm just thinking about now, right? The way I pictured me and Pat in a fight was like him keeping me at a distance with his jab because he's really tall, you know? And I'm like, way short. I mean, how tall do you think he is? Like 6'4"?
Yeah.
Like, he's
I
big.
Think I'm the taller side of 6'4", probably.
Yeah. He's a tall 6'4". So I'm thinking about him keeping me at a distance with the jab and, like, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to have to get in close. And, like, it would never go like that.
No.
I'm thinking about it professionally.
We'll watch Pat fight after the show, and you'll tell me if you can beat him up or not.
I don't know, man. I know that I'd have to get to sponsors.
Yeah.
But I don't know where my laptop is.
You might not be on the next rough and round.
I'm not getting on that thing, man. I'm not messing. This is the only thing I got. Listen, let me get down to twonk first before we start messing up the old face.
That's true. God damn it, you're right.
Once this goes, this all goes.
That's true.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. It's facts.
All right. Entertain the masses.
Yo, 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 my name is Danny. Can't understand me. I got abandoned by my own family because I ate candy outside all alone with a guy named Andy. Touched me on my butthole when we were sleeping in the hotel room all alone. And I was like, hey, can you stop that? He was like, hey, no. And I was like, hey, what's up?
Was that a real story?
Nah, I made it up freestyle.
Okay. Sounded like there was pain behind it.
No.
Anyway, let's get to the sponsors. After that, let's get to the sponsors for today. We have a whole bunch. The first one we have is MVMT. Okay, you ever been scrolling on your phone late at night?
Yes.
You what? You're watching TV?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Try another one.
Yes. Yeah, you ever been doing that? And you know, like, your eyes, like...
So tired.
It burns your eyes.
Squinting.
Yeah. Okay.
Squinting Tarantino.
Okay. I'm sick of you right now. But anyway, MVMT, they started making this Everscroll blue light filtering glasses.
I have a pair. I use them in bed. Fan-quastic.
Yeah, and they're stylish, too. And, like, I've seen other ones that, like... from other companies that, like, do what they do, but they look like you're working on a construction site.
Yeah.
These are stylish.
They do, yeah.
Okay.
They look like these exact glasses.
Yeah, they look like that. And so they look like regular glasses. There's no, like, yellow tint or anything like that. They just, like I said, they look like that. But you can pick from, like, round frames, clear frames, colored frames. But yeah, it's good for your eyes because, I mean, especially also I have contacts. So, like, if I'm watching TV in the dark at night, I am just ruining my eyes more than they already are.
Yeah.
But with the blue light glasses, you know, it prevents from all that because it filters out all the bad stuff, which I don't even... Blue light? What is that? I don't know. I know it's bad. I don't know what it is.
I don't want it in me.
I don't want it in me either. But Everscroll blue light filtering glasses, they started just $65. Whether you're, like, at the office, on your phone, or whatever. One of my buddies actually wears them, like, all the time because he works in front of a computer at an office. So he's like, I got the blue light because otherwise I'd be blind. But right now you can get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/basement. That is MVMT.com/basement. Go get your Everscroll glasses, people.
Yeah.
Okay, save your eyes.
Get your Everscrolling... glasses on. I'm trying, dude.
Yeah, that was really good.
I'm trying, bro.
next, we have Harry's. Okay, Harry's Razors. Harry's founders, two regular guys, tired of getting ripped off and paying for overpriced gimmicks. Okay, we're talking about razors here. Keep your beards looking fresh.
Mm.
Maybe just shaving your whole face, even. You
Keep
know what
my
I mean?
Mustache clean.
Yeah, man. I'm going to have to. I might do mustache in November. So I'm going to have to shave.
Jack my swag.
Oh, man, what was that?
I don't know what that was.
What was that?
I don't know. Sorry.
Just stop trying to... It's.
You got it. You got it. I'm sorry.
You're doing stuff to me. Harry's makes quality, durable blades at a fair price, just $2 per blade. Okay? And this summer, refresh your wallet and your face with a Harry's trial set. It comes with a weighted handle for an easy grip, a 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade for a close shave, rich lathering shave gel that will leave you smelling great.
Love to smell good.
I love to smell good.
Even love smelling great.
And a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy on the go. And you can redeem that trial set at harrys.com/basement. Again, that is harrys.com/basement.
Basement.
Okay. Very good, Danny.
I'm working. I'm trying. trying.
All right, next up we had SeatGeek.
Woo!
Okay, the buddies over at SeatGeek. You need tickets to a concert, a football game.
Football.
Concert. I said concert.
Concert. Baseball playoffs coming up.
Or you want to go to a Broadway play.
Get your play on.
Or whatever you want to do. You get it through SeatGeek. Their interface, I find it very easy to use. It's my only app that I use to buy tickets, to be honest. I may go to Chicago soon, and I might hit up a Chicago Bears game because they'll be there. I don't know who they're playing, but I know they're at home.
That'd be dope. When you get there, tell Mitch Trubisky to throw a touchdown, please. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I'll let him know.
Yeah.
But they have over 50,000 five-star reviews on their app.
That's a lot.
But yeah, it like has this interactive map where it shows you like where a seat is, what's a good price, what's a bad price. If it's like red or dark red, maybe stay away. If it's dark green, cop that
quick.
It's a good price
for sure. All
right. But SeatGeek will give you $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. All you need to do is use our promo code, which is basement. But download the app and then use the promo code basement at checkout for $10 off your first purchase. All right, papes, go buy some ticks. Next, we have Buffy.
Mm.
Buffy makes bedding that is earth-friendly and cruelty-free. I want to say this right now. So usually what happens with this, right, with full disclosure, they sent me a blanket, okay? Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
Love this blanket.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't know. So it has stuff here that I'm supposed to read, but I'm not really going to do it. Okay, softer than cotton. It is very soft. Earth friendly. I wouldn't have known, but that's nice. And it's eucalyptus. Oh, eucalyptus uses 10 times less water than cotton to grow, and its fiber is produced using recyclable earth friendly solvents. See,
come on,
I'm
dog.
Saving the world by going to sleep. Basically.
Come on, my G.
But one thing I wanted to say is that it says somewhere over here. Oh, no more night sweats. You can get cozy without overheating. That's the biggest thing about this blanket.
Yeah, dude, I'm a sweaty freak, and I haven't sweat since I got my Buff.
The Buffy blanket stays cool, like, the entire time.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know how, but...
I'll take it.
I was like, yo. To the point where, literally, this is not a joke, I just bought their pillows.
He did. I saw him.
I just bought pillows, because I was like, yo, I believe in this, because... The eucalyptus, which is like a plant, I thought it was like a spell.
No.
But it's a plant.
Or
something.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
A wild eucalyptus has appeared.
Yeah, exactly. But they're amazing. Like, I like now I need new pillows. And I might get the bed sheets, too.
Woo!
And I didn't even hit up Buffy on the low. Like, yo, slide me some free stuff. I actually bought it.
With what?
Promo code. Which is coming up right now. For $20 off your Buffy comforter, because you can. They have a comforter, which is what we're talking about. We got the blanket, the comforter. Very nice. Okay, you're in the market for a new blanket. Bang. You get $20 off your Buffy comforter. Visit Buffy.co and enter the code basement at checkout. Okay, again, that is $20 off your Buffy comforter. Visit Buffy.co and enter basement. But to be completely honest, just change your whole bed up.
Yeah, word.
It's Buffy worth it. That shit.
Fucks with Buff.
That's their like slogan. It's Buffy that shit.
Buffy that shit.
It's not.
Oh.
I made that up. What are you going to do?
You're a marketing genius.
I'm a marketing genius.
Can I ask you a quick question?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's up?
Oh, when you were a kid, you and Keith slept in the same room, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys have like a themed bedroom?
No.
No?
We had wallpaper.
Okay, but it wasn't like, yo, we love the Looney Tunes. And then your mom just like painted Looney Tunes all like all over your
room.
No,
we had wallpaper, and I remember one specifically, but she stopped doing wallpaper because we used to pick that shit and she used to beat us for it.
Yeah.
But it was like sports. So there was like bats and like baseballs, but it was like one strip. It was like a pattern, and then there was like the strip in the middle that had pictures of like sports and then another pattern.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
Right. But like, it wasn't like, oh, like we had bunk beds. It wasn't like, oh, the ladder's made out of bats.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Baseball bats, not the flying animal.
Is that what a bat sounds like?
That
sounds like a really small mouse or a small cat.
That sounded like a kitten. They're called kittens. Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Ooh. I could be a cat.
I got one more.
That was bad.
Sorry.
Yeah, that one sounded like smoked. What was that? That sounded like a fart.
So I saw something on Instagram or something where you know, these parents that like create like Instagram handles for like their children, which is cool, but like in my head, it's like kind of weird, but it's like cool, I guess.
Wait, what?
You know, like moms will have like, hey, what's up? I'm a baby, but I have an Instagram managed by my parents.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
You've never seen any Instagram accounts like that? Like
I've seen like dogs.
They're around. It's like, hey, what's up? I'm 8, but it's managed by so-and-so.
No, I haven't
seen
that.
So I saw like a picture of a kid's room, right? And I can't remember who, and I also just don't want to like give this person clout. Like,
you don't want to blow him up.
I don't want to blow up this 8-year-old because then I'm going to have more competition. Know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
I can't compete with 8 and cute.
Yeah.
30 and ugly.
So what was the room?
So the room was, it was dinosaur themed.
Okay.
Okay, but everything in this kid's room was a dinosaur. His bed was a dinosaur.
Wait, it was shaped like a dinosaur?
No, it's not like you walked into like the mouth of a, that would be fire.
That would.
But everything in there, like his bed was like made of like
volcanic rock.
Yeah, it was like that, and like his walls were painted, like hand painted, like an artist came in and painted that shit. This is white people shit.
Oh, this is, I was gonna say, these are white, this
100% Caucasian family. So they painted like dinosaurs and all that shit, and he had dinosaurs,
pterodactyls and shit
hanging from the ceiling.
Then they had hanging pterodactyls.
Yeah. And he had like fucking light up fucking not those stars, but like stickers you could put and all that shit. I don't think I'll ever love my kid that much.
It's not about loving your kid. I don't know if anyone likes dinosaurs that much. But I liked dinosaurs back in the day a lot, trust me. But I didn't like them after like 3 months.
That's what I'm saying. And the other thing is, too, is like, I'm going to come home from college and sleep in this room?
That's what I'm saying. We're going to have to change this up.
We're going to have to switch this up.
Get a new fucking artist in here and just paint this bitch blue.
Yeah, like, that's it. Like, listen, I shared a room with my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were lucky to have a lamp.
That's what I'm... Yo. I don't even know if I had a lamp.
That's what I'm saying.
I just had the fucking, the lights that had the, with the fan.
I slept on a bed that was slanted like this for like 5 years.
Yeah, dude, we had a fucking, we had a bunk bed, but it we weren't supposed to have a bunk bed. Yeah. Because the ceiling wasn't that high, so if you woke up and sat up, you fucking get a concussion off the ceiling.
You basically slept in a coffin.
Yeah. I could feel my breath hitting the ceiling and coming back into my mouth.
Have you ever fucked on one of those, or they were gone before you started having sex?
I was like 8.
No, yo, some people be having bunk beds for a long time, dude.
No, my brother went away to college, which was, I don't even, that's, you know, whatever. But then we got regular beds. But there was a time where me and Keith were sleeping in the same bunk bed.
Yeah.
Like this, we were on the bottom bunk, and we slept like, you know, feet to face kind of shit.
Oh, you didn't go mouth to mouth?
No,
we didn't go.
I was afraid that I would wake up cuddling and maybe accidentally kiss my brother.
Or
and
have then, that morning bone.
Or that.
I'm not dealing with Keith's morning bone.
That's what I'm saying.
Put an eye out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I would have slept face to face.
Yeah, but it... Nah, man. I had his feet in my grill.
Feet to head.
Bro, I slept next...
There's a reason why you sleep feet to head.
I slept next to feet for, like, years of my life.
That's cool, though.
Child feet, dude. We're outside playing in the yard with no socks on because we're crazy.
Yucky, icky, gross feet.
That's what I'm saying. Black feet.
Black feet.
Like, just dirt. Like, just the bottom is just gross. Like, an asphalt.
You know what he was sleeping with, too? Dirty asphalt feet.
Yeah. From you. Yeah. One time we played basketball in, like, in our alleyway, but the rim was garbage cans. I had a stomach virus. I threw up that night. That's how dirty we were.
Yeah, probably shouldn't have been playing in garbage either.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We look, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't that poor to be playing with a fucking...
You were a dirty little muskrat as a kid, weren't you?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Were you like the dirty boys? Like the Santa Ana boys are always dirty? There's always a dirty kid in your school, right?
Yeah. There's
always a dirty kid. But, and no, I always felt bad for him. I'm like, dude, just like...
No.
Let's splash you up a little bit. Let's get this dirt off you.
If it was up to me, though, I would have been one of the dirty boys. But, you know, my parents would, like, beat me into the shower if I didn't, you know.
Yeah, because even as a parent, you don't want your kid to be the stinky piece of shit at school.
No, I don't.
No. You got to spray that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was two, like, I remember there was one day, though, that, like, my parents are very on top of us as far as that goes. And, like, what we wore and, like, made sure, like, whatever. Like, I wasn't rolling to school with, like.
A do-rag on?
Well, no, at, like, 8?
I don't know.
No. Keith one time, it was picture day, and I guess my dad was just like, whatever, And we have a picture in our house of him, and he's got an Ultimate Warrior T-shirt on.
That's
and
fire.
He's when he's got the rope, and he's like,
yeah,
wild colors.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I have.
My mom was so fucking mad.
I have one of the worst pictures of all time, and I'm gonna post it when this episode comes out. We'll post it on the Basement Yard page. It is single-handedly the worst yeah. school photo of all time.
Why?
It's so bad. Yo, so I didn't know. I used to have really long hair. I didn't know that...
You had to wash it?
That I had to... No, like... no, just like have it be like presentable. I was wearing a hat that day.
Oh,
and my hair was long. And it was like, yo, we got to go take pictures now.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. So me, I'm doing this thing. I'm doing the cat thing.
Oh my God, you're like a cat, like a kitten.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it... So it's basically... I can't explain how bad it is, but think about like... A little Spanish boy.
Like the Jungle Book.
Like the Jungle Book with a comb over. Yeah. And then a smile like this.
No teeth?
No teeth. No teeth.
Damn, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have to show teeth. My mom would get mad.
Is there like a thing? Like you got to show teeth when you smile?
Yeah, my mom was very big on that.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it like doesn't make you look happy?
I wasn't.
I don't parents have picture. The weirdest shit. My mom used to be like, you can't wear ankle socks.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, you crazy old witch?
Yo, one time I came home from the barber and I got pointed sideburns.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Yo, my dad literally almost shaved them off my head.
How far down is this?
Huh?
How far down did it go?
It wasn't that far. It wasn't like a crazy, it was like maybe like... To here.
Yeah. All right.
Like it wasn't anything crazy.
That's about as hood as you got with your hair.
I tell you what. What?
That's about it, like as hood as you got with your hair.
Also, there was another time.
Let's that, go,
like,
baby.
My no one believes me to this day. But there was one time I went to the bar because I used to get a buzz cut. So he used to line me up. And he like went to do the side over here and nipped my eyebrow.
Damn.
So I had that thing in your eyebrow. And you remember when that shit was mad hood where you like, you know, you get a thing in your eyebrow?
Fabulous had like three of them.
Yeah. So I had one of those, and everyone thought like I did it on purpose. And I was like, yo, I almost get the shit kicked out of me for pointed sideburns. You think I'm going to mess with my eyebrow? My dad will kill me.
People just come up to you like, woo.
It's like, yo, that was hard, dog.
I see you, dog. I see you. That's it. It's fire. Yo, my dad won't let me do that.
Yeah, and that's basically, you know.
You did that. You asked
I swear
shit.
To God I didn't.
Yo, your but hairline I remember, and your eyebrow mad far apart, yo.
Hey, man, dude was Russian and old as shit.
I cut for real.
Yeah.
We'll do one. We do one. You want one lightning bolt?
That's
do
what he said. I used to not even be able to. When I used to get my hair cut by Russians, those motherfuckers wouldn't even let me suggest what haircut I was about to get. Like, I'd just sit in the chair and they'd be like, I got, yeah, don't worry about it. I got. And I'm like, bro, let me tell you what I want first. You know? Because he was just going to cut the shit and then that's what I was going to have. It's weird. It's like, that's how they roll. It's weird.
Oh, yeah. Russians like, cut how you. Russians want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll fix. I'm like, fix nothing. I just want to tell you, like, you know. What?
I had long hair for a while. I used to get it braided for, like, sports and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if I could ever grow my hair out that long.
Yeah, it was really, really long. So, like, I would have, like, basically cornrows, like, when I would play sports.
If I were to grow my hair out very long, I would have to be really hot and tan.
If you get down the twonk, you might have to grow that hair, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I get, like, ripped up. And, like, I'm in really good shape to the point where, like, when I take my shirt off, people are like, okay, I can see that guy's, like, in really good shape. Like, to that point where it's, like, obvious, then I'll grow my hair out. Because then I could, like, have a dumb haircut.
Yes.
And then people would be like, oh, it doesn't matter, though, because everything else is kind of working. Right now, I can't just, like, add long hair to this shit.
No. That would be, like, midlife crisis Joe.
Yeah, they'd be like, yo, what are you doing? I just, you know.
Yeah, just an otter with hair. You know what I mean? You don't want that.
No.
Yeah.
Can't.
You could pull it off.
I also don't know if my hair's like straight. It might be curved.
What's the longest you ever grew your hair? My hair was mad long just a little while ago.
Never that. I can't remember the last time my hair was that long. It's never been long.
Like Keith kind of has.
Keith's had long hair before. He's had long hair before. It looks his like hair is Ringo Starr and shit. He looked like one of the Beatles. I'm serious.
He looks like he could have been in the Beatles.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you would have thrown... He looks like somebody from the 1950s. Like, if you throw it back, like, he could have been in the Beatles in the 60s, 70s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With, like, those, like, bell bottoms and fucking
100%. Mad cigarette. Even, like, before that, like, the I Want to Hold Your Hand Beatles. Black and white Beatles.
I Want to Hold Your Hand. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Imagine how big they would be with, like, Twitter and Instagram. Remember how big they were.
Yeah. And, like, girls used to pass out and die just from being happy or whatever. That was insane.
Yeah. Talk about being able to fuck whatever you want, huh?
I'll be honest with you. I'm not attracted to any of them. I don't get the sex appeal.
None of them were good looking.
They got up there with, like, bowl cuts and suits.
Yeah.
I'm like, these guys look like they're doing taxes up there.
Yeah, and people would suck, like, three albums out of John Lennon's dick with, like, no hesitation.
That I get. He was good. No, they were all good, but it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's also like, what's his name? Fucking from the Stones. Why can't I think of his name?
Mick Jagger?
Yeah. Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger, I feel like, has like a little more sex appeal than like Paul McCartney does.
I mean, yeah, he does, but it's because he wears leather pants and like struts his bulge around on stage. But Mick Jagger just looks like an old, tired woman.
Yeah. Who looks more old and tired, him or Steven Tyler?
They look like the same person.
Yeah, I think they just split gigs now.
Yeah, they look like they stopped in the middle of a transition.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude.
That's what it looks like. What? They look very womanly.
It's like they got to the fifth inning, started really, they just called it off.
Yeah, they're like, forget it. I'm tired. I want to go home.
Fucking ref like this.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like,
so that's
chill,
it.
Chill, chill, chill.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, it did. One thing I wanted
And they crush it, and I love them both.
Yeah, you could save it. You're good.
I'm not. I love. I mean, it's very well documented that Ariel Smith and the Rolling Stones are amazing.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
I can stay awake. Also, Steven Tyler doesn't even have like a good voice, but it works.
I know.
Neither does Mick Jagger. They're the same guy. They don't have great voices, but it just works, and they're rock and roll.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I would say Steven Tyler has a better voice.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, Mick Jagger's like, I'm like, yo, you just like.
I got a red door, yeah. But I want to paint it black.
He sounds like a ghost.
Yeah, he does. He does sound like a scary ghost.
Yeah, he's just like.
Yeah, he does.
And you're like, all right.
Can I just stay?
Yeah, raise your hand.
I'm really hot.
I'm sweating.
You're sweating profusely.
Yeah, I'm getting after it.
Yeah, yeah, but it's okay. The other thing I wanted to say was there was an article that I read, and I sent it to you, about 100 canisters of bull semen exploding.
Oh,
did you get that one?
At 3 a.m., yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I actually posted about it because what a ridiculous text to wake up to.
Yeah,
3:20 in the morning. 100, what was it, 100 pounds, 100 liters or something?
It was 100, like, what do they call those things?
Silos?
Not silos, but you're fucking close, dude.
Where they put like corn in or whatever?
Is it cylinders?
Cylinders?
No.
I'm pretty sure it's silos.
Is it silos?
Yeah.
No, silos. That's like a tall thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a fire at cattle breeding facility in Australia destroyed at least 100 cylinders of bull semen.
How much is in each cylinder? It sounds like a lot of bull semen.
Well, I think if you're coming into a cylinder, it's probably upwards.
Technically, that's a cylinder.
That's what I'm saying. It's probably
like around.
That's
a lot of jizz.
Yeah, of course,
you know,
dude.
How long would it take you to fill that up with jizz?
Five months.
No. Are you in? You're being funny.
Yeah, I shoot ropes, dog.
Not that kind of rope. You know how much fucking semen?
What about Peter North? What do you think, Peter? How long would it take Peter North to fill us up?
Oh, maybe 8 days.
8 days,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that guy was coming like crazy.
I wish I had the... Whatever.
That would take me like 2 years.
I see, like when we were talking about like superpowers at one time, I would just want like a superpower like that, man. Just like be able to shoot fat ass ropes. That's all I want.
Okay. Well, I know what to get you for your birthday this
no,
year.
No, stop. Are you serious? All right, I'm trying to find out how many ounces were in these cylinders.
You should have done this a while ago, you know.
Yeah, but I don't like to pull the phone out during
I'm talking
thing.
About before you showed up.
Oh.
If you knew we were going to talk
well,
about
this one, this article's even better, though, because it says firefighters forced to dodge projectiles.
Oh, there was like aftershock explosions of gum?
Yeah, man. You had the Dodge Cylinder, fucking shrapnel, cum shrapnel.
Wait. Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
In Australia, there's a bunch of cylinders. Yeah. 100 cylinders.
Yeah.
Filled with bull semen.
Yeah.
And there was an explosion.
Mm-hmm. At 3 a.m.
And when these people showed up to the scene, there was more explosions.
Yeah.
And they were dodging cum and shit.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, like if something flammable catches fire during a fire, like I'm putting out the fire, we better hope it doesn't get to this flammable cum, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, skadarsh, and then the fucking cum shrapnel's everywhere. That's what happened.
Ew, man.
So a huge fire at a cattle breeding facility in Australia has cost thousands.
Wait, why do you need that much cum anyway? Are you like, are they breeding?
Yeah, it's a breeding facility.
Oh.
So they're just fucking artificially inseminating, shooting jizz and everything.
That's a lot of cylinders. That's a lot of cum.
Yeah, so it started out as a fire. It took 10 fire crews to put out that burning cum. More than 2 hours to fully extinguish the fire and the cum after it broke out around 3 a.m. local time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
A spokesman from the County Fire Authority told Daily Mail Australia that the fire had, in quotes, completely shredded the building.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No way I'm saying this guy's name right, but it's Country Fire Authority Gippsland Commander, whatever the fuck that means.
Hey, what the hell?
Chris Loshenkall said the crew...
His name is Loshenkall?
Yeah, Loshenkall. All. Look,
oh, lotion.
Look. It's basically lotion call.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. Yeah.
The crew had to be wary of projectiles coming at them while they were tackled by the blaze.
Damn, that fire was coming on those dudes.
Yeah, dude. The cylinders, those cows were coming all over. The liquid inside the cylinders was rapidly expanding. And essentially, the lids of the cryogenic is frozen jizz. Obviously, you have to freeze.
Oh,
cum.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, you have to freeze it. Were just popping off the top, and projectiles were being thrown from the building. So the heat was forcing the lid, the cum lid.
Because the cum was expanding.
The cum was expanding. Cum expands when exposed to heat.
Well, no, I think that it gets smaller when it's frozen, and then when you expose it to an explosion and it gets hot, it starts to expand,
yes.
Pop the top, and we got overflowing jizz all over the place.
Yes. You have jizz, first of all, shooting out of the building.
Yeah.
Jizz shooting out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Out of there. And then the actual projectiles are probably the shrapnel from the cylinders, like, exploding and expanding. I wonder if they stuck to that when they got
there. Is there
a
video of this cum shooting building?
There is, but it's like post-dramatic. All the cum has been eradicated, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not the best shot of cum.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. They said the fire company didn't know what to do because they'd never been exposed to something like this. Yeah, okay. Yeah, liars. Said the loss of 100 cryogenic cylinders of cattle semen will be a huge blow for the farmers. Can you write anything better? Can you have a better quote?
It was a huge blow.
It's a huge blow to cattle
farmers
everywhere.
I'll tell you what, it was a huge blow.
Yeah.
100 cylinders, you're blowing.
How much do you think that cum cylinder cost?
You know?
Yeah.
$5,000.
Okay. The actual cylinders themselves are worth between $500.
Oh, okay. I went too high.
And $1,000 per unit. But the semen inside them varies in price. So there was more expensive cum that blew up in there. Probably like your price cows come, and then you got like your lower barrel.
It has like a fucked up ankle.
Yeah, yeah, not good genetic come over here. So it could have easily been a $5,000 barrel of jizz.
Yeah, that's a lot of money you lost.
Yeah,
this
man.
Cum farm. I didn't even know cum farms existed.
Dude, 100 barrels times 1,000.
That's devastating. That's a devastating blow.
Yeah, that's a huge blow,
that's
dude,
huge
to these
blow.
Cum farmers, man.
Yeah. I am now like newly aware that there is a cum industry.
70% of the farmer's income comes from that cum.
Comes from that cum.
70% of their income comes from cum, yes.
Damn, dude. And you just lost 100 fucking cylinders.
You lost 100 cylinders of fucking liquid gold.
Wait, how did this even start? Like, did someone like leave a like the furnace on? Or
they
like...
said it was electrical, but who would people play dirty when it comes to the cum game? You know what I'm saying?
Bull cum might just spontaneously combust.
Maybe, but I feel like, you know, there's people playing dirty. I think that farmer fell into some bad people, and they were like, dude, if you don't pay up, we're gonna come here and fucking burn your cum, dude.
Yeah.
And he was like, called their bluff. They showed up in the middle of the night and fucking burned his jizz farm down, dog.
It's a classic case.
I mean, it's open and shut.
It's open shut.
Open and shut. I know who burnt that cum. Can't say, but I know who did it.
You can confidently say?
Yeah, for sure. I'll tell you off air.
I was going to say, you can tell me off air.
What's cum's boiling point? We should boil our jizz, see if it expands.
I don't want to smell that.
Yeah, it's probably gross. Let's do it.
I mean, not in here. I'll do it at your apartment.
Yeah, that's fine.
Probably that smells terrible, dude. You ever burn hair?
Yeah.
It's probably way worse than that.
Oh, yeah. I used to burn hair off of the front of my head. Like, I used to, like, me and Mike used to just, like, do it.
Just burn your hair.
Just, like, set it on fire and then, like, put ourselves out.
Mm-hmm. That's a fun game.
Yeah, it's stupid. You've done shit like that, though. Come on.
I have that on my arm.
Yeah.
But I've never burned my... scalp.
My brother once gave himself a smiley face. You know what that is? Remember with the lighters, they had like the circle. It looked like this, like a clown, and then it had the two things like that.
What?
Like the top of a lighter.
No.
So it would have like one thing that looked like a smile, the hole where the thing came out, and then it had like two eyes here for you to flick.
Okay.
And he let that burn for like 3 minutes once and put it on his arm.
And like seared a clown face?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Is it still there?
Yeah. Should ask him.
Really?
Yeah, should ask him about it.
Which one?
Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to need a picture of that.
Yeah. Should ask him. Fucking idiot. That was amazing. But speaking of idiots, I saw this thing on Twitter too about this portable chair going around.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, the portable chair is probably my favorite thing out right now.
Yeah. Just so everyone knows, there is an invention that shouldn't have been invented. There's a portable chair that people, I don't know if people are wearing it, I don't think so, but you attach these bionic fucking legs to your ass.
Yeah.
And then you could just sit down whenever.
Yeah.
Which I will say, one of the laziest things, we're a fat ass country, why are we getting fatter by just like, no exercise, just sit for every reason.
Yeah.
And then you just have bionic legs dangling from your body. Like, it looks like they're going mountain climbing.
It also looks like they're not walking comfortably, though. They're walking like
people. Like they've that got, just got dangly fucking titanium legs behind them.
That's what it looks like.
It looks like they're trying to be a spider. It's like, you're not going to be a spider, Jerry.
I think some people just aspire to be ahead of the curve of other people. And even though that thing is fucking ridiculous, they'll do it just so people ask them, what is that?
But like, I have never gone through life being like, I wish there was a chair here right now. When has that happened? How many times can you say that? Other than
maybe
being
like a parade.
A
parade or something.
Yeah. I farted.
Yeah, I know you did. But that's like it. Like, there aren't many days I'm like, damn, I need a chair right
now. I think there's an abundance of chairs.
Yeah, you can find a chair if you need a chair.
That's what I'm saying. I think there's chair. I think we're good with the chairs.
I also like how the one guy sat this angle and literally just went like this. Turned and then sat to like open his fridge and then like went
yeah
back.
They were showing a video of a guy and he like sat to open his fridge. Like, who needs to sit then? Just stand up.
Just walk to the fridge.
Yeah, you're 5 inches from your fucking from every. You own 10 chairs and a couch.
You know what else is shit? A standing desk.
Oh, these fucking hippies and their standing desks.
Sit down.
Oh, my posture. I'm working on. Just take a seat.
Just sit down.
It's not good. My back. My personal trainer was just sit.
You know what's not good? Standing for 13 hours a day.
Oh, and it's like it moves, and it's like you can adjust to hush. Just sit at a desk.
Sit at a desk.
Also, the people that sit on those chairs that are just a giant medicine ball.
Yeah, that's stupid too.
It's not playtime.
No,
this isn't McDonald's. Get a chair.
Yeah.
I would rather you have a bionic, these bionic legs behind you.
I would use that bionic chair if it was in my office. I wouldn't walk around with it. Like, these people strap it
you have
from
to strap
thigh
it
to thigh.
Like you're about to go rock climbing.
And they walk like this. And first of all, people are going to be like, oh my God, this poor guy. Like, if I see it, I'm going to think that guy has
like spinal bifida.
Yeah, or like cerebral palsy or something. I was like, this fucking poor guy, this guy's an inspiration.
Yeah, so
out of nowhere, he's an asshole.
Yeah, you're like, oh no, it's like, oh, sir, do you, and he's like, no, it's just my chair.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
I got tons of chairs.
Also, the weight limit's 260. I'd be pushing it.
Yeah, those things would be fucking buckling. I'd be like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah, it'd be like a shaky can of soda ready to fucking explode.
Yeah. A shaky can of soda.
You ever see that in like cartoons when they would shake up soda and be like,
yeah, it'd be just vibrating.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I think like,
why
like,
are we creating this?
But like, listen, a part of me wants to be like, all right, that's like somewhat
it's
inventive.
Not even practical though.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's an inventive idea.
Sure.
It's cool.
Cool.
But it's not practical. I'm not strapping that shit up before I come here. I got to take an Uber here or a train.
Yeah. I would actually exert more energy strapping on these fucking metal legs so I could sit down on them.
Yeah,
you're
a piece of shit if you own that though.
God,
I'm not one of those people to like knock like people's ideas, but that's not even a good idea to me.
It's not a portable chair.
No,
they're not scarce.
No,
we got chairs.
We got chairs, dude.
Make something else. You know what they should do?
What?
You know what should happen? So, I think eventually this is gonna happen. But you know, in the airport, how they have like just those random fucking, like,
kiosk?
No, like escalators, but they're like flat and you just walk on them.
Yeah.
And just get you there a little faster.
Yeah.
First of all, hilarious, because it's like literally maybe 20 yards. And it's like, did I really save a lot of time here?
I love those things, by the way. Just going to go on record.
I feel like I'm flying. I always look to my right and I'm like, I am moving. But I feel like those are going to be on the sidewalk.
Yo. I'd be all in for that, though.
I'd be down, too. I feel like that should be done before we're strapping metal fucking legs to our asses.
Yeah, but you also walk up an escalator, which fucking infuriates me.
Why? I'm trying to get there.
No, that defeats the purpose. Take the stairs if you want to get up there.
That's not the purpose. The purpose is to cut time between stairs.
No.
Yes.
There's two lanes on an escalator. There's a right lane, and then there's the left lane for fucking dicks like you.
Yeah.
That are in shape and want to walk up a floating, you know how hard people had to fucking work to make that escalator work? And you're just going to laugh in their face and walk up it?
I get to the top very fast.
I understand, but you're laughing in the face of fucking mechanics and people that went in there and fixed that shit. Just so you take the stairs then.
No, I'm trying to get up there fast.
Do you run upstairs?
Sometimes.
I run upstairs. But
I don't always run up. I haven't run upstairs in a while.
I hate stairs.
Yeah.
Now, I did the math. I live on the 11th floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get to my apartment, there's 12 stairs per floor. So if I had to do that every day walking up,
it's 132 stairs, I think.
That's way more than that.
Well, 12 times 12 is 144.
So oh, yeah, yeah,
minus
yeah.
12.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's right.
I only know that because I used to look in the back of notebooks. And
oh,
like,
wasn't that awesome? Fucking cheat sheets.
There was
on
a
there.
Times table, but I was like, what's 12 times 12? Because that's the highest number, and I just knew 144.
Yeah.
God, I hope that's right. No, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so 132 steps.
So 132 steps. Now,
they're not just steps, though.
No, they're fucking...
You're climbing. Yeah, so it's harder.
So, do you think that if I just did that every day...
Nothing would happen.
No. And I ate right.
Yeah.
Ate, like, super clean.
No.
And I did that every day. Do you think my cardio would get better?
Yes, but you'd plateau very fast because that's not a lot of steps.
But if I crushed it, like, I think, like, it would be something where you could do it once. You start off being able to do it
once. You would get bigger calves.
No. I'm not saying about getting bigger. I know that.
But I'm saying that would be the effect.
No, but you could do it faster. Then I could run up them.
Okay. It's still only 132 steps.
Right. But if you do it faster, your heart rate's going to be beating faster, isn't it?
Or you could just go up and down.
That's what I'm saying. Or you could do that.
Yeah. I mean, that's why there's the Stairmaster.
Dude, the Stairmaster is not real.
What?
The Stairmaster isn't real.
How is that not real?
Because it's way too dangerous, first of all. And also, it's way more hard to go up a Stairmaster than it is regular stairs.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Why? Go walk up regular stairs, then go walk up a Stairmaster.
Why is it different?
Because the incline's a little bit different, and then if you hang on too long, you slip off the back of it.
That's why you got to keep walking.
That's what I'm saying. Stairs, at least you could be like, yo, there's a railing, a real one, and then you could be like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I go back down the stairs. You could fuck kill yourself on a Stairmaster.
I mean, a Stairmaster, I wouldn't recommend it to people who aren't super coordinated.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it does.
Or even super in shape. You have to graduate to a Stairmaster.
Getting off of the Stairmaster, I think, is harder than anything.
Yeah.
But it's not.
You can't compare a Stairmaster to regular stairs. Stairmaster's way harder.
When was the last time you did a Stairmaster?
Probably like 6 months ago. Seven months ago.
How many steps you do?
Way harder than regular stairs.
Because you're doing it at an accelerated pace.
That's what I'm saying. But if I'm running up, like, yo, if I'm running up 12 floors from walking, my cardio is improved.
Yeah, sure.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying just doing that.
How did this even start?
I don't know. But what I'm saying is, like, yo, 132 steps, even if you sprint it every day, eventually you're just going to plateau.
Yeah, you would have to do it a couple more times a day.
It's not that much cardio. It's not.
You're a fat twunk. Who are you telling anybody about fucking cardio?
You said I was a twunk, though.
Yeah, now, dude, you'll always be twunk to me. I'm never going to let you leave that zone.
No, I got to get down.
I'm not going to call you. If you want, I'll call you an otter, but I'm not going to. I don't want to do it.
I don't identify as that.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep you in the twunk family because I fucking believe in you, dog.
Thanks.
You got it.
Yeah, man.
How do we get from bull cum to running upstairs?
I don't know, man. But I love the Stairmaster. I was on it today.
Yeah, but the Stairmaster's shit, man.
Dude, I did the Empire State Building on the Stairmaster once. That was terrible.
Yeah, like, why?
I don't know.
You still gonna run the marathon?
No. That's over. Nah.
Hell yeah.
Dude,
there's always next year, man.
No, I know. But like, what the thing is, though, with the marathon, it is so hard. Like, the physical part is hard, yes, but the actual physical running and training is like whatever, but it's so hard to just stay focused on that. You're working towards that every single day and be like whatever, and like, because life gets in the way, things happen, you get busy at work, you have this and that, and then you just like, oh, I can't do it today, and then you fall off the wagon. Like, it's like that is like the hardest part for me, because like getting into shape, like if I could just do it every day and like be hyper focused on it and like whatever. Why, it's obviously possible.
Why can't you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard. Things just get in the way. Like, your life gets in the way. It's a
sounds
whole fucking
like, sounds like excuses, dog.
Oh yeah, yeah, it is. It is an excuse, but it's like a legitimate, like, this is what I'm saying. The reason why, it wasn't because, like, you know, whatever. It's just, it's
how about this reason? I don't want to run that far.
I do, though. I do want to do it. If I get, I seriously want to do it. I want to do it.
How far do you think you get this year? You could probably do it this year.
I could, it theoretically, like, do it. It would take me, like, fucking 5.5-6 hours, probably.
How warm are you right now? Like, in terms of, like, if we were to go outside right now.
How far could I go?
How far could you go? Running.
Maybe 3 miles.
I would give you more than that.
3 miles?
I would give you, like, 4.
Maybe.
4.5,
it would
maybe.
Depend how badly I want to, like, prove how far I can run.
Yeah. How slow can I run?
I don't know.
No.
You have to run.
No. But, like, can I, like, jog, like, be, like, slow? Like, can I put, like, a lap in that's, like, what's the slowest lap I'm allowed?
I don't know. Not 15 minutes.
I could run a mile in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I would hope. I could walk a mile
in 15 minutes. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I could probably run, like,
a 12-minute mile?
No, I could beat that. I could beat that. If I know I'm just doing 1 mile, I could smoke a 12-minute mile.
Okay.
But if you're saying, like, 2 or 3 miles, I'm going to have to dial it back.
I'll be honest with you. I think you're, like, I think, or where do you think you would go? If you, right now, today.
Had to run a marathon?
No, we
four
had.
4 miles.
We were running one. No.
And it would take me, like, 4 hours.
If we went to the track right now.
Yeah. Could I run a mile?
Like, I mean, you could run a mile. You could walk it if you want. But, like, how fast do you think you'd do it? If you knew you're only running one, it's 4 laps at the track, how long would it take you? If you only knew you were running one.
Like 9:30.
Really? I think you'd be higher than that.
No.
I do.
We could do it. I'll do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. If I know I have to run 1 mile and that's it, I could do it at 9:30.
Right.
Yeah. 10 max.
I think it's harder than you think.
No, it's not. And that's the other thing, too. Treadmills are bullshit. A mile on a treadmill, shit.
A mile on a track is better than...
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're really going through it because you actually have to see, like...
Well, running on the streets of New York City is tough.
Yeah, we'll go to a track.
Because running on concrete and running on treadmill are different things. It does different things to your body.
Let's pick a date. I'll run a sub-10 mile.
You'll run a sub-10 mile?
I'll run a sub-10 mile if you pick a date.
Like, you're going to train for it or what?
Fuck no.
What?
That defeats the purpose.
So why am I picking a date?
I'll just pick a date. I'll go out there and run it.
All right, all right. I don't know if the track's open over there yet.
Whatever it is.
But.
Can I use my inhaler?
Before.
What about during?
During?
Yeah, just a little.
If you want.
It's like asthmatic spinach.
I definitely wouldn't. I definitely wouldn't want you to like hurt yourself.
I'm not going to hurt myself. I'm not running. I'm jogging. A sprint, I would hurt myself. Like, I could. I got a hammy holding on by a goddamn angel hair pasta. That's about as much as I got there. That thing's just waiting to go out on me.
Yeah.
But I think I could break 10.
I don't know.
Because, dude, if I walk a mile in less than 20 minutes, 10 minutes is a long time, dude.
Yeah, but running also, like,
nah.
I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, you got to believe me. I'll beat 10 minutes. If I get around, I would have to do the second lap.
Do you think you could run a mile without stopping?
Yeah. Yeah. I've never not been able to do that.
Okay.
Dude, if I get out there and go here, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm just worried about these. Right. That's the only thing. If I'm not sprinting, I could do it.
How do I know you don't fake one of these injuries so because you can't breathe?
No, I won't. You'll be able to tell the difference. I'd be at my hamstring hurts. I'll be like, my hamstring. You'd be like, no, it's your lungs, dude.
Yeah, Danny's like, no, I'm good, but
it's my hamstring.
It's my knee.
It's my knee, Dan. Nah, dude, if you let me like just warm up, I could do 10. I could do sub 10.
Do you think you'd go faster if we ran next to each other, like Seabiscuit?
Take the blinders off him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think if we started together?
If we started together, yeah. Yeah. It would help me keep a pace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, I'd be able to, like...
So, if I ran a mile with you at, like, a nine-minute pace...
What do you usually run miles? What's the fastest you think you could run a mile in right now?
Just,
6 minutes?
Just
7 minutes?
Just under eight.
Just under eight?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really ever run for that kind
of
speed.
Yeah, but, like, 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes on a mile time, that's a shitload of time.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's also just about, like... having the wind to do a mile. Yeah, dude, I remember when I first started, it was hard to run a mile. Straight.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah. We'll go on a treadmill, and we'll do that one first. And we'll see where the time is at.
Okay. But you could set and know, like, okay, I'm at this time.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I usually run a
10-minute mile, what's the speed, you think?
Huh?
Like, you know how there's, like, a speed on the side of the treadmill?
Well, it would be a six, no?
It'd be a six, right? I could eat a six.
Yeah, six isn't...
Once you get up to that 7.4 range, now you're fucking with me. You know what I'm saying?
I usually run just like an 8:30 when I'm at the gym, like, running.
Yeah.
But I won't run, like, a seven something. I'll die. I'll do that, like, in intervals.
Dude, I don't know, like... I used to be able to just run forever.
I've ran like a 6:40 mile before.
Yeah.
Dude, you know how crazy that is? A 6:40 mile, right? Which is, that was the best I've ever ran a mile.
I've ran faster.
And
miles
then people have done it a minute and 40 seconds faster than that.
There was this kid, Lance.
That's insane.
There was this kid, Lance, in my high school that ran it in like 5:45.
Yeah, dude, that's insane.
And it was unbelievable. And I was like, yo, like, my thing was like, I always wanted to have a sub-7 mile before camp would start, football camp.
Right.
So I would get there and be like, dude, if it's like 7:59.99999, sub-7, I'm keeping it.
Yeah.
This kid used to fucking just lap us during mile runs. I think one time he hit like... like 5:30 something, like something ridiculous. But like, yeah, I think I could get a 10-minute mile.
You don't want to like train a little bit beforehand?
I'll stretch. It defeats the purpose. Get the fat ass out there, start chucking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Chucking and trucking down that fucking thing.
You got shoes on you?
Yeah. Do I have shoes on me? No, you're talking to dogs.
You got sneakers on you, I meant.
I got. Oh, on me right now? No, I have Birkenstocks. What? I might run it barefoot, to be honest.
You're definitely not. I'm definitely taking that over then.
Oh, no. I'll go fucking like full Nigerian. I'll go fucking.
Like Kenyan.
Yeah. I'm going to go full fucking third world running out there like a monster.
Yeah, but the track's kind of pointy.
Is it? Yeah.
It's like brand that. New, though. I want to go check and see if it's open.
I want to go when it's a little cooler. Me and 84 degrees don't
we would
work.
Have to go in the morning.
Yeah, if we went in the morning, I'll do it.
It's perfect because it's breezy out. Yeah. It's right by the water, so it's also cool.
I'm also at my peak energy.
Yeah.
So I'll just be able to get out there, take a little fucking caca.
And then just run that mile.
Just go. So worst that happens, I die. Who cares?
I can't drag you out of there.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know.
We got to get one of those Fulton recovery systems where you just strap me to a balloon, just shoots me off in the air.
I'll bring a fucking defibrillator.
Yeah, or a flare or something. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. I have to get a stress test done anyway. So they're going to make me run there.
Not going to make you run a 9-minute mile.
No, but they make you fucking run, though.
How fast do you think you could run it? Like if your best right now is what? Like, if you weren't aiming for under 10, because that would mean, like, then you'd be like, oh, if I'm at 9:15, like, I could take this last lap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you were like, I'm going to fucking go, like.
Well, this is going to have to be a Santa Gata Studios video now.
What, you run in a mile?
Yeah, of course. The fastest I could run it, 9 minutes.
Okay.
The fastest.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I'm trying to just beat sub 10.
Okay. I kind of want to just see you run it by yourself.
Yeah, let me run it by myself. Film me.
Do you want to watch so you know how you're running?
I'll put my Apple Watch on.
Does it have like a pace?
Yeah, it has a pace and it has like a timer and all that shit.
Yeah.
Because
that's so important too. Like, yeah, I used to like give people shit for running with a watch.
You fall behind.
But it's like if you don't know how fast you're going, like that. My problem, honestly, was running too fast. And not because I'm fast, but because I'm burning out so fast.
Yeah.
So I'd be running like a 7:30 pace. And I'm like, why am I so fucking tired? I'm like 3 laps in.
Yeah, I'm going to have to like crush a banana before too. Just so I don't cramps up.
Yeah, man. Suck down a banana. Drink some water. Get back out there.
Sip water. Don't drink it.
Yeah.
Because then you'll cramp. I got it. Motherfuckers forget I was an athlete, dog.
Was.
Was is the key word for sure. But yeah, I mean, we'll pick a nice round date and we'll go out there, we'll film it, and then we'll upload it, see for the people. Let the people see it.
You want to do it sometime in October?
Yeah, let's do it.
I think you should get out there and move a little bit and not just like.
All right, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So why don't we do it the week before we go to Nashville?
All right.
So let's do it Friday, October 25th.
Okay.
Right? What day do we leave? We leave the next week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we could do it Friday. If we can't do it that Friday, we'll do it that Monday. Let's go. Sub 10, right?
Sub 10.
Sub 10. Hashtag sub 10s in the chat.
I don't mind letting you like train until then because any like
I'll sneak off.
A 250-pound man running a sub 10, it's still a hard thing to do.
Yeah, man, but you know, life is hard. You know what I mean?
When you're right, you're right.
When you're right, you're right. You know what I'm saying? And then also, I look at it like this. If I don't run a sub 10, then I got work. But that could be a stepping stone. I kind of almost wish I don't run the sub 10.
So you could work up to the
sub. Work up to the sub 10.
And then we start subbing 9.
Whew, now you're getting crazy.
Yeah, man. We start getting after the track. We should just start going to the track.
No! I'll die.
I'm telling you, man, you get here an hour early, we go to the track, we run for 20 minutes, and we're good. We can do workouts, we do intervals.
Damn, dude, call me out.
Just saying. Hey, man, if I have someone else with me, like, then I have to go.
I feel you. You'll pay for my gym membership?
It's a track.
Will you pay for my gym membership? I'll lift with you.
No.
If you pay for my gym membership, I'll live with you.
I'm not going to pay for your gym membership.
See? He doesn't want me to get healthy. Yeah. He wants me to die. Speaking of dying, though, how much time we got?
I don't know. We're at an hour 23.
Oh, okay. All right. I just wanted to talk about this one last thing. But October 25th is going down.
Okay.
All right? Be there or be square. We should probably get like some kind of medical professional there, though. Just to make sure.
This is why I'm saying you should run beforehand.
Nah, man, I'm getting out there. I don't need that shit. 30 years old, not 50.
I know, but I just don't want the first time you run, you're fucking running for like competition.
It's not competition if my preparation is right.
That's what I'm saying.
But the preparation up here, I'm just gonna stretch.
No, but you need physical prep.
I'll be all right.
Or you're going to be like a horse. Horses will run until they have a heart attack and die.
Well, go out in a blaze of glory then.
Not unless you hit on you could do an 11-minute mile die at the end. Like, wait, well, you didn't do it.
2.5-minute laps.
2.5-minute laps. That's not like...
No, but I just need to have two good laps.
So you're going to try and get under 2:30. You're going to have to try and do 2 minute...
My first two laps, my strides are going to have to be a little longer.
Right.
Then I could shorten them up around third. And then the fourth, I got to put in work in the first half of the track. Then I could, or I could put it in the second half, depending on where the clock's at.
I always sprint at the end.
Yeah. So if I could just get there, I might have to jump for the line, but I think I could do it.
Could be a photo finish.
Yeah. It's going to be a photo finish for sure. Yeah. I fucking hope. But yeah, I just wanted to get to this one story. A man died while diving underwater to propose to his girlfriend.
Is she a mermaid? Why was he... Was she under the water?
Well, they went to this place where you can have like rooms that are underwater. It's called...
Yeah, I've seen those. Those are cool.
Tanzania. It's in Tanzania.
Okay.
It's off the coast of Tanzania. So the couple traveled there from Louisiana... They stayed at the luxury place where you could eat and sleep underwater. Oh my God. This is what the note said. You want to hear? He put a note on the glass. So say there's a glass here, and I'm proposing to you, and I put my hand on the glass with the note, right?
Yeah.
It goes, I can't hold my breath long enough to tell you everything I love about you, but everything I love about you, I love more every day. He said in a note pressed against the glass. Will you please be my wife? Marry me? ? And he died. He drowned.
How?
He couldn't get out of there. He couldn't get back up.
Why not?
He just couldn't do it. This is fucking stupid. I'm sorry.
It's ironic.
It's ironic. And listen, okay? This is why the internet sucks. Because here's why. You people put these fucking proposals of these amazing things, and then you got these people that want to outdo your thing and be at like astronomically like beautiful with their fucking thing.
Maybe she was a slow reader.
That too.
And she was just like, and he's like, damn, bitch, hurry up. I'm fucking...
But also, white Caucasian male, why would you do that? That's not romantic.
I mean, I get how it could be. Like, water is just romantic.
Yeah, but when you propose to somebody, which I've done, you get on one knee and you kiss the person. You don't swim away from them and then try to come back.
Yeah.
You don't do that. I'm sorry.
Also, like...
No, I feel bad for this gentleman, no obviously.
No scuba?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
No tank?
What are we doing? There's pictures of it. Not of him dead, but like him doing it.
No.
Yeah, dude, you want to see?
No, I honestly don't.
I'll show you.
I feel so bad. I hope this is a fake story.
No, fuck no, it's not. There he is right there, fucking pushing the thing up against the glass. How about you not take a picture and tell him to fuck? Say yes already.
This man died?
Yeah, dude, he died. Fucking proposing. Trying to be a viral sensation. Yeah, it's trash, right? Just propose like normal people, okay? Get down on one knee. Even put a pillow down there for your knee, which I even thought about doing.
Dude, I feel so bad, but like also like...
What are you doing?
That's insane.
All that for a pun? You died for a pun.
Yeah. fuck, dude.
Yeah, man.
That's so, like, that's a bad time to die.
And also say, I can't hold my breath. I don't have enough breath to do this.
He's a very honest man.
Yeah, he's a very honest man. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit?
Oh, man.
That's the thing. It's like, listen, with these baby reveals and these fucking... You know what? And these fucking...
I don't really feel bad for making a joke because...
I don't at all!
Because people would have made jokes about me. I would have just been another one of those crazy white motherfuckers that went hiking. Like, yeah. Yo, bitch, why are you out in the wilderness? Like, you went on vacation to exercise? I know how dumb and white that shit is.
Yeah.
And I almost paid the price.
Yes, you did.
So I'm kind of in the boat.
So I'm letting you know now. Listen, do I feel bad for this guy? Yeah, 100%. But you're a fucking idiot, dude.
I also would have just been like, I can't really breathe. I'm going to head up now.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, listen, let me take another gasp of air and I'll come down and get your answer.
Yeah.
Let's do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't do that, man. Just there's way more romantic things. You don't have to go be a fucking fish.
Also, in that moment, I'm sure you're so, like, sort of frantic and excited. There's a lot of adrenaline. Like,
you're not breathing good.
Yeah, you're, like, skipping, your heart's skipping beats and shit. Like, that's not the time to hold your breath.
Nah, man. It's like...
Man, I can't even believe that. That's wild.
That's a horrible way to die. And now I just traumatized someone, too.
Yeah.
You just watch me die. We were supposed to get married. I'm asking you to marry, but then I die. That's super trash.
Yeah, think about all the people that die on, like, their honeymoon and stuff.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I heard a guy, like, died, like, because he fell, like, into the Grand Canyon or something. Like, he went to go take a picture with his wife or something, and then he...
Damn, he killed that bitch, too?
No, she was taking a picture of him.
And he was just like, oh, I got it, Beverly.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Just like, oh, and yeah. Just fell off the side. See, this is why I don't do things like this. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Listen. High things with no... safety shit, I'm good. I'm not doing it. Don't tell me to be more adventurous. I'm not doing it. Okay?
Yeah.
Proposing underwater, another one. Not gonna do it. Even though I can hold my water for actually a very long time.
Hold your water.
Hold my breath underwater.
Yeah, you can. I can't hold my breath for shit.
No, you're very bad at holding your breath.
Yeah. you would think I was chain smoking my whole life.
Yeah. And the other thing is too, I'm afraid that people are gonna try and copy that.
No, I mean, you know, a man goes down doing that. I don't think you copy it. Well, you know the formula.
And the sad thing is, that girl's got to live with that for the rest of her life.
I know.
That's the saddest part. But what are you doing?
I don't know.
Like, she's asleep. I'm going to go dive underwater now.
Yeah, and she was taking pictures and whatnot.
Yeah, dude, like, oh my God, this is amazing.
I'd be like, yo, go up.
Then this shit started going blah, 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 blah. My man was dead, dog.
It's fucked up, man. I don't even want to think about that.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Why did you tell me that?
That's a good story, though.
I mean, it's like an interesting thing, but, you know.
I thought it was interesting.
Anyway, someone died.
Yeah. Anyway, sub 10 mile.
Sub 10 mile.
Yeah. I'm fucking going to die doing that, so who cares?
Yeah, honestly, like, this is all going to, like, be ironic. Because, you know, actually, probably shouldn't do it now. Because we talked about this and it's all setting up to like come full circle now. Because like, oh, Danny made fun of that guy and then he died on the track.
No, because then if I die, it actually will get people to stop exercising. Because if I die exercising, it proves that exercise doesn't work.
Yeah, and if you die on that track, it's not like I could be like, you know, he died doing what he loved. Because you didn't.
No.
That's what the it would be the opposite.
You know, there was a guy who died playing basketball with his son.
What the fuck, where are we going? I'm not doing this.
No. That's a good way to go out.
No, it's not.
He was an older man, like 70, 80 years old, had a heart attack and died in his son's arms.
Why is that cool? That sounds terrible.
Nah, man. He went out doing something that he loved, playing basketball with his son, dog. I think Matthew McConaughey's dad died having sex with his mom.
Now that
is pretty dope.
What a cocksman.
Yeah. Rest in peace. But yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, now that we've covered the topic of death, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Where can they find you, Danny?
You can find me in the gym, I guess, preparing for this challenge.
Yeah, if I pay for his gym membership.
No, I'll pay for my own. I don't need your help. All right.
Would you come to the gym and do my workout plan that I'm on right now?
Yeah, if you paid for me to join the gym, I would go to the gym with you. As long as I know I'm not paying for the gym, I would go.
What if I half-feed?
This guy.
There needs to be something on the line for you, because if you don't go every day, I'm going to be fucking pissed off. I don't want to be that
You probably
off.
Have a free guest.
that lasts like 6 days. And you used it.
If you, yeah.
So?
If you pay for me to go for the gym, maybe halvesies, we'll discuss. I'll go with you.
I can barely get here on time for work.
What are you talking about?
You going to meet me at the gym?
No, I'll meet you here.
Okay.
Then we'll drive there. Don't put me to the test.
Yeah.
But at Daniel LaPriori on Instagram and Twitter, and a hospital near you.
You have another podcast as well.
Well, I was going to get there, but I didn't know if you wanted to do yours first. You know what I'm saying? Because you guys are coming back this week.
Oh, shit, we are.
Yeah, see? But go check out the Stank Podcast, too, on Santagato Studios Podcast Network, made by the one and only Joe Santagato, hot otter boy, which I don't agree with. But yeah, at the Stank Podcast on Instagram, and then check us out on YouTube as well, youtube.com/thestankpodcast.
Yeah, and guys, Other People's Lives is back now for season 7. We got some episodes up. I think by the time this goes up,
yeah,
there'll be 2.
Yep.
But go check it out on iTunes, Spotify, fucking wherever. It's not on YouTube, though.
The whole shebang.
But go check out the Instagram at OPL Podcast. And yeah, and our Patreon for The Basement Yard. Thank you so much to everyone who are our patrons. Patreon.com/TheBasementYard. And that is all. See you guys next time.
It's fucking hot in here, dude.
Yeah, I'm sweating.